Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's Zion is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as to the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bav Metzia Daf Samach. Be'ez Hashem, I hope today that we will finish the fourth parak Hazav and begin Ezehu Neshech, all about the laws of interest, Ribbis. But let's first finish the fourth parak. Good morning to David Yoshua, to Yitzchak Aryeh, to Yaakov, to Chanuch Henuch, to Adiel Palti, and to Avram David. Thank you so much for joining us. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of the Testament base. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Ein ma'arvin peros beperos. If I agree to sell you fruit from one field, so I'm not allowed to mix into them fruit from another field, afilu chadashim b'chadashim. The Gemara is going to explain what this is referring to. Even to exchange new fruit for new fruit from a different field. Ve'ein sar chlomer chadashim b'yishanim. Kal v'chomer, good morning, Dr. Joe. Kal v'chomer, that I'm not allowed to exchange new fruit for old fruit. The Mishnah is assuming that old fruit is better than new fruit. Now, I can tell you, as a guy who eats a banana every single day, old bananas taste better than new bananas. Hot take from Kamenetsky. Older bananas, I'm not talking about the ones that are like, you know, brown, like all, that's a different story, but the older the banana, the sweeter it gets. Apparently, the less healthy it is, but whatever, that's a new story. But so the Mishnah is assuming that old fruit is better than new fruit, at least when it comes to wheat. So the older wheat makes more flour, so it's a little bit better. So says Rashi. Tosfos in the Mamaschel Ve'ein, Mshim De'amar Perak Hamochas Hasfina, Dechol Mile Atike Malu. All old stuff is better, Bar Mi Tamre, except for three things. Tamre, date, shichra, beer, baharsana. Some kind of brine. So, who's this from?
I brought it, but I saw it's brand new, so you can...
I'm not taking your water from you, Dr. Water. Joe.
I usually coffee.
You sure? Okay, thank you, Dr. Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Joe.
Good morning, Michael. Great to see you from Eretz Yisrael. Ma'adim l'simcha. Baruch atah Adonai, hem yocholam shachon yivar.
Amen.
Okay. So the Gemara is going to discuss the parameters of when you're allowed to exchange fruit for fruit or not. But if I make you a deal to sell you fruit from this field, I can't substitute fruit from a different field. Be'emes Amru, the Gemara is going to explain, whenever you have the words Be'emes Amru, it means that this is the halacha. The halacha is decided like this. Be'emes Amru, the halacha is, B'yayin, hitiru la'arev yayin kashe barach. They permitted mixing in some strong wine in some diluted wine. And the reason is that the strong wine makes the diluted wine better. So no one's going to have a problem with mixing that in. V'pnei shehu mashbicho, because it makes it better. Ein ma'arvin shomrei yayin b'yayin. You're not allowed to mix in sediment from wine in wine. Aval nosen lo ashmarav. But you are allowed to include the sediment of wine with wine. You're not allowed to mix sediment in, but you are allowed to include the sediment that's already naturally in the wine that you're selling. The Gemara is going to explain this as well. Misha Nasarif Mayim Bieno. Now, if water got mixed into your wine, Lo Yim Karenu B'chanus, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy who sells wine because we're afraid he's going to sell it as pure wine. Meanwhile, it's not pure wine. It's wine that had water mixed in. So it's like a little bit like Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michshol. Like you're not allowed to cause the guy to do an aver. So, Ein Ma'arvin Shomri, I'm sorry. Elim Kein Hodio. Unless the seller is going to let every single buyer know that there's water mixed in. Velo Latagar. Right, you can't sell this to a wine salesman. Afal pisho dio. Right, so I said it a little bit wrong. Let's say it again. Lo yim kerenu b'chanus. So you can't sell it to people. You can't sell it to people whether those people are going to drink it themselves or those people are going to go sell it again, unless you tell them that there's water mixed in. So they know what they're getting. Elam keno deal. Velo letagar, if you're selling it to a guy who only sells, he's a salesman. So then, even if you tell him you're not allowed to give it to him, apa bisho deal that there's water mixed into the wine, you can't sell it to him. She'enu el l'ramos bo. Because he's going to clearly use this, in most cases, to lie to people and tell them that it's regular wine, when in reality, it looks like regular wine, but in reality, there's water mixed into the wine. Makom shenagu l'hatamamiyayin yatilo. However, if the minhag in a certain place is, in certain places they would always dilute the wine. That's the way they used to drink the wine. They used to always measure, pour some water in to the wine. So then, obviously, you're allowed to put the water in if that's the minhag of the place. Hatagar notel mechamesh granos, a salesman, a wheat salesman. Venosin l'sof mugura achas. He's allowed to mix, a wheat salesman is allowed to mix different wheat from different places into the wheat that he's selling, because everybody knows that he collects from a lot of different fields. So everybody knows he's doing that, so he's allowed to do that. And similarly, a wine salesman, mechamesh kitos, he could take wine from five different wine presses that he has. Venosin l'sof pita mechad, put it into one jug. As long as he doesn't have intention to mix in, you know, some bad stuff with good stuff, it's all generally the same quality. So then, but you can't like just sell the good stuff and then everyone thinks you sell a certain type of wine and then mix in bad stuff. That you can't do. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Sarach Lomar Chadashos Me Arba, Yishanos Mishalosh, Dein Marvin, right? The Mishnah said you're not allowed to mix fruit with fruit. Even, you're not even allowed to substitute new fruit for old fruit. So, says the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. I don't have to tell you a case where the new fruit costs four sa'a for a selah, and old fruit is more expensive because it's worth more. As we said, old fruit is shalosh, three sa'a for a selah. So certainly you can't mix in the cheaper stuff for the expensive stuff. Like you tell the guy you're selling him the old stuff, which is here again. So this is weird because we just said before in the Mishnah that the old stuff is better than the new stuff. So here he's saying, in a case where chadashos, right, I'm sorry, I said I was right the first time. If the new stuff, which is not as good, costs four sa'a for a selah, and the yishanos, the old stuff, which is better, which is more expensive, costs shalosh, three sa'a for a selah. That's more expensive. This is a nice introduction to Ezu Neshach, that we have to keep all the prices and the all the prices straight in our heads. So, obviously, Dein Ma'arvin, obviously in such a case, you can't mix the less expensive new stuff in with the more expensive old stuff. You tell the guy you're selling him old stuff and you're going to mix in new stuff, which is cheaper. Obviously, you can't do that. El afilu chadashos mishalosh. But even if for some reason, in this town, the newer stuff was more expensive, even though the Mishnah said the newer stuff is not as good. But even if for some reason in this town, the new stuff was more expensive, was shalosh. The yishanos me'arba. Let's say people wanted the stuff to be around for a long time. Right? They needed it for a long time. So they wanted the new stuff, which is going to last longer. So for them, for this town, the new stuff is going to be worth more money. So even if the new stuff is more expensive, and the old stuff is me'arba, is less expensive, right? Shalosh is the less expensive. Shalosh is the more expensive. And arba is the less expensive. It's a little counterintuitive. Right. But it means three sa'a per sela. That's more expensive than four sa'a per sela. It's less expensive. So even if the chadashos are less expensive, and the yishanos, the chadashos are three sa'a per sela, more expensive, and the yishanos is me'arba, four supper hasel, which is less expensive, still ein ma'arvin. Why? Mipnei she'adam rotze liyashnon. Ein ma'arvin. Because some people may want the stuff that you're selling, that you're representing. Some people want newer stuff, which lasts longer. And since that's what he wants, if he agrees to sell him old stuff, so by bringing in new stuff, you're messing him over. Even if it's worth more money, still you're messing him over because maybe he wants the stuff that you're being sold. So either way, you cannot, if you agree to sell old stuff, you can't mix the new stuff into the old stuff. The MS Amru, behind the Tirlai of Kasha Barach, with wine, you're allowed to mix in strong wine with weak wine, Beishum HaShpichu, makes it better. Amr Belazar, Ada Amara, from here we see, Kol Be'emes Amru Halachahi. Whenever the Gemara says Be'emes Amru, it means that is the Halacha. That's the way we pass him. Amr Rav Nachman, Ubein Agitos Shanu. This that we say you are allowed to mix the strong wine in with the weaker wine, that's only during the time that people are producing wine, in between the wine presses. However, once the wine is already made, that the wine already got its taste, its smell, and the wine is fully made, to mix wines in at that time, it's while the wine is still fermenting, that's the time you can take the stronger and put it into the weak one. But once the wine is already fully made, mixing them in will mess them over. Even stronger wine and weak wine, it'll mess it over. But nowadays, ask the Gemara. But nowadays, how could they do it even after the wine is already produced? Didn't we just say you're not allowed to do that? Answer the Gemara. Amar Papa, diyad they become achli. Everybody knows that people do this, and everybody is mochel. Rav Achim with Rav Ika Amar, a different answer. Ha money. This minhag that we have to mix it in even after the wine is already made, even though it's going to ruin it. This is Rabbi Achahi. The sign we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Acha Matir B'davar Anitam. Something that every buyer is allowed to taste. Apparently the minhag is, before you buy the wine, you can taste it. So if you don't like it, you won't buy it. But you'll taste the wine, even if you mixed it in. If the minhag of the place is like Rabbi Acha, who says that you're allowed to taste it first, so then we don't care that you mix it in. You're tasting it first. Says the Mishnah, the Gemara thinks this is a little bit of a contradiction. You're not allowed to mix sediment into the wine, but you're allowed to sell the wine with the sediment. So, sounds like a contradiction. Says the Gemara, you're not allowed to mix it in. The Chitema, my nosin lo es shmar v'dekom modalei. You're telling him that you mixed it in. No. Hamin diktani seifa. It says in the end of the Mishnah, lo yim karen b'chanus elam kein modio. And the seifa says you're allowed to sell it if you tell him about it. V'lo l'tagar afal pishim modio. And to a salesman, you can't tell him, even if you do tell him. Mechlal d'reishav avdeh lo modio. At the beginning of the Mishnah, even if you don't tell him. Amir v'dah kama. This is what it means. Ein ma'arvet shmarin shel emesh v'yayin shel yom. You're not allowed to take yesterday's sediment and mix it into today's wine. V'lo shel yom b'shel emesh. You're not allowed to take today's sediment and mix it into yesterday's wine. Avol nosi lo es shmarav. But the sediment that accrued from the wine that you made today, you could sell with today's wine. And the sediment that accrued from the wine of yesterday, you're allowed to sell with yesterday's wine. You're just not allowed to mix yesterday's sediment into today's wine. Thank you, Dr. Joe. Tanya Namihachi. Rabbi Huda Omer, ha shofe yayin l'chaveiro. If you pour wine into other wine, I raise a lo ya'arev shel emesh bi shel hayom. You're not allowed to take yesterday's sediment and mix it into today's wine. V'lo shel hayom b'shel emesh. Avo ma'arev shel emesh b'shel emesh b'shel hayom b'shel hayom. But you're allowed to mix yesterday's sediment in with yesterday's wine, and today's sediment with today's wine. Says the Mishnah, Mishan, the Sire of Mayim Vieno, Harez Elohim Karenu B'chanus Elem Kein Modio. So if you're selling wine that has water mixed in with it, you're not allowed to sell it unless you tell the buyers that there's water. But if you're selling to a salesman, then even if you tell him, you're not allowed to do it because he's going to fake somebody out. The Gemara tells a story about this. Rava Aisu Le Chamra Mechanusa. They brought Rava water from a store. They brought Rava wine, thank you, from a store. Mazge, he mixed water in. Ta'ame, he tasted it. Lo have a basin. It didn't taste so good. He didn't like it. Shaji the Chanusa. He sent it back. I'm going to buy it. What do you mean? Vanan tanan velo latagar afal pisho dio. How could you send the wine back to the store? You're going to violate lifnei iver because now it has water mixed in, and he's going to sell it. So how can you back to him? So amale Rav answered Abai, mizgadidi made the idea. My type of mixture, my water, the way I mix water into the wine is so obvious. Everyone knows that it has water mixed in. V'chitema, and if you'll tell me, ditfei, maybe the storekeeper will add more wine to my mixture, umichayle, and that'll strengthen the wine so that they won't be able to tell that there's water mixed in. Umazbenle, and he will sell it as if there's no water in it, but there really is water in it. Imkain ain ladavar sof. If you're worried about that, well then, no one could ever sell anybody any wine because maybe somebody will mix water in. So that we're not worried about that. Chashash, everybody knows my wine, the mixture that I would mix in. Malkim shenagol hatamayim b'yayin, and the Mishnah then says that in a place where the minig is to mix water into the wine, then you're allowed to mix it in. Tana, lemechza, leshlish, ulerevia. There were different minhagim. Some people would mix half of the water with the wine. Some people would mix a third of water with the wine. And some would mix a quarter of water with the wine. Amarav, ubein agitel shana. This heter is only while they're still making the wine. That was the minhag to mix water in while they're still making it. But after the time that the wine was being gathered from the wine press and they were diluting it, after that time that they would make the wine, so then you were not allowed to do it because the custom was not to do that. If you would mix the water in after that time period, it would ruin the wine. So you're not allowed to mix the wine in. New Mishnah, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yichalek. Wow. Oh, unfair business practices. A beautiful lead-in to Ribbis. Jerry, just in time for the new Mishnah. Good morning, Avram Chaim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yichalek hachenvani klayos ve'egozen letinokos. Mipnei shumagilim lavo etzlo. Wow. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's say there's two pizza stores in town. So one pizza store is going to give out free candy to all the kids under the age of 13. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to do that because you're encouraging people to come to your store and it's an unfair practice. And Chachamim say, what's the problem? Just like you can do it, the other pizza store could do the same thing too. The Chachamim Matirin, they say there's nothing wrong with that. That's a totally fair business practice. You're encouraging people to come to your store by giving them free stuff. Not only that, the Gemara is going to say, it's a good thing because you're going to bring the price down. Chacham Matirin, velo yivchos es hashar. And you're not allowed to sell for below market value because you're giving people too good a deal and you're ruining other people's parnasa. Chacham Omrim, not only are you allowed to do that, zocho latov. You're praised for selling at a lower price because you're bringing the price down for everybody, because you're going to cause other people to bring the price down. Zachar latov. Lo yavar es hagrisin. Don't clean the... What a grisin? A type of beans. Yeah, a type of beans. You're not allowed to clean the beans, because if you clean the beans, you're going to, what people would usually sell beans, like, I guess, a little bit dirty. So if you clean them, people are going to think that they're better quality than they really are. Divrei Abba Shol. Chacham Matirim. Chacham say, what's the problem? Clean the beans. It's not an issue. We're not worried that people are going to think that they're better quality. They'll just think that they're cleaned. Umodim, the Chacham agreed to Abba Shol, Shelo Yavar Me'al Pi Megura, She'enu El Kigonim V'Sayim. Don't just clean the top level of the barrel, because then people are going to think that the whole barrel is clean. They're going to be willing to pay more money for that. So you can't just make the top row shiny. That's an unfair business practice. It's Geneva's Das. Ein mefachasin lo es ha'adam v'lo es ha'beim v'lo es ha'kelim. If you want to sell an Eved Kanani, you can't like dress him up and put like makeup on him and make him look healthier and stronger. Dye his hair, the Gemara is going to say. Make him look younger and healthier. You're not allowed to fatten up your Eved Kanani or make him beautify him. And you're not allowed to beautify your animal and not beautify your vessels to make them look newer than they really are. You're not allowed to do that. That's Geneva's Das. It says, the Gemara, my time, I derabbanan. What's the reason why the Chachamim allow you to give out candies? The Amalei, anam mifaligna amguzi, at plig shiski. I'm giving out nuts. You can give out almonds. I'm not doing anything that's unfair. I'm encouraging the kids to come to my store. Well, you can give out something else. Or the same thing. Some say it's prunes. Rashi over here in Shisky says, look at that, prunish. I think that's prunes. See the Rashi?
Yeah.
Prunes. Art school says prunes too. Shisky prunes. Okay. Gotta love those prunes. That's gonna get a lot of people to your store. Get a salad, give them the prunes. Okay. What do the doctors give out? The dentists give out lollipops. Make sure they'll be coming back. Okay. My time I
derabbanan. That seems like the obvious. Why are you questioning that? To me, it makes sense more to question why you can't give it out.
Right, because we're used to a society where everybody gives everything out. Yeah, I agree. What's the logic? What's the other logic? Question is, do you put this kind of pressure on everybody to do that? I don't know. I hear you, Avi. I had the same question. V'lo yivchas es hashar, v'chom ha'mzoch ha'latov. And you're not allowed to sell below market value. Chom say no. Again, the Gemara says, my tamayah derabbanan. Oh, so Avi, here they ask your kasha. The Achronim asked, what's the Gemara asking? What's the logic of Chacham? L'chor, the logic of Chacham is obvious. The logic of Chacham is, it'll bring the price down. Why not? He's doing a favor to the buyers to sell for cheaper. So the Sefer Panim Yiros brings a raya from here that we're worried more about the salesmen, their parnasa, who lose parnasa when people are going to sell too cheap, rather than the buyers. Because they're losing their parnasa, as opposed to the buyers who, it's only a little bit of a loss for them. Interesting. My tamay de rabbanon. What? Answer the Gemara. Mishim de kamar vach latara. No, because they're going to cause the whole price to go down. V'lo yavar sa grisin divi abasho v'chom atir. You're not allowed to clean the beans. And the chom say you can. Man chachom rabbi acha. The sign rabbi acha matir b'davar hanira. Yeah, it's very clear. You're allowed to clean it because people can see. They'll see that they're clean. They can judge how much they want to pay. And, usually you sell the grease in together with the dirt. And now people would rather, I'll pay a little more money for the fact that it's cleaned. I don't have to clean them myself. You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to make a person look younger by making however you're going to do it, we'll see in a second.
Is that for anybody? Like when you address a father trying to give his daughter away for, you know, or a woman.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, Joe. Joe wants to know, is a girl, right, let's say a girl's having trouble getting shiduchim, can you make her look younger than she really is? Let's see. Gemara's going to talk about that.
I mean, avera.
Yeah, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, let's see. Right. Mitzvah bab avera says you're deceiving people. Let's see. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Tana Rabbanan. Ein mishavritin esabehem. You can't brush the hair of an animal so that it looks fatter than it is, and you'll sell it for more money. They novchin bekrovayim. You can't expand its stomach somehow. Make it look bigger. Blow it up. Make it look bitter. Bigger. They ain't showing us abasim b'mayim. Soak the meat in water to make it look more attractive. My ein misharitin. Hacha tergimu. In Babel they explained it. Maya de chizra. They would let it drink a certain type of water and it would cause the thing to, it would cause its hair to stand up. Ziriyama, Rav Kahana, Mazkafta. If you comb it in a certain way, it'll make it look fatter. Shmuel, Shah the River Tumin the Sabra. Shmuel permitted to place silk strings on the edge of a coat to make it look more beautiful. Rav Yudishara, Lisachsuke Krame, to comb the garments to make them look nicer. Rabba Shara Lamedak Tsrade, to attach canvas to wood. What's that? Hang on, that's the next case, I think. I think that's the next case. Lahadik Bigde canvas for Machbash Shel Eitz, so that the strings will look more, again, to attach certain type of what do you got here? What do you have here? Rava Shara Lamedak Tsrade. I had struggled with this one. What's this one?
Make the fibers look better.
What's that?
Beat the canvas.
Beat the canvas to make the fibers look better. Okay. Rava Shara, this is your case before, Jeremy. Rava Shara Litzlume Geri. To make pictures of arrows on the garments. We'll see in a minute what this is about. Rav Papa Bashmol Shara Litzlume Dikule. To make pictures on of baskets, or to make pictures on them. Ask the Gemara, how are all these things allowed? Manan tanan, ein mefarak said lo adam lo semi lo sakim. I think you're not allowed to make these things look nicer than they really are. Ask the Gemara, lo kasha, habacharti habatiki. By old ones you're not allowed to do this too, but by new ones you are allowed to make them look nicer because everybody knows that they're new. So it's not gonna change it materially. But old ones, to clean them up and make them look as if they're new, that you're not allowed to do. Ask the Gemara, Pirchas to Adamaihi. What's the case that you're not allowed to fatten up a person or beautify an Evet to make him look younger? Kihadahu Avda Saba. The Gemara tells the following case that this is the type of thing that you're not allowed to do. You have a very old Evet, Evet Kanani. And he had white hair. The Azal Tsave Lareshio Dikne. He had white hair. His master wanted to sell him, so they used what is it called? Rogaine? I don't know. That's
Rogaine gives you.
That gives you the hair. So they dyed his hair. They dyed his white hair. Dyed his white hair. Asal kamei de Rava Amalei Zibnon. So this old guy came in front of Rava. Says, "Can you purchase me, please?" Amalei. I'd rather use poor Jewish people to do the things I need from them and pay them money and not take an Eved Kanani. But he came in front of Rav Papa Shmuel and he convinced him to buy him. So he purchased him. Yom Achad, Amalei, Ashkin Maya. So one day Rav Papa Shmuel said, "Go get me some water." Azal, Chibre L'Reishi L'Dikne. He had to get so much water, it ended up going on his hair and on his beard. And the color fell off. And he ended up cleaning, and the guy saw he really had white hair. Amalei, Chazi, Dana Koshish Me'avuch. So the Eved said to Rav Papa, listen, you know, you gave me such a hard job to do. I'm older than your father. So you shouldn't be giving me such hard jobs to do. Kari Anafshe, Tzadik Mitzar Nechlatz. The Yavo Acher Tachto. So he called about himself the Pasuk. Rava, my friend, the Tzaddik, he got saved because he's a Tzaddik. And I didn't get saved from buying the old Eved because I'm not as big a Tzaddik as him. So the Tzaddik gets saved from from problems, and I didn't get saved. Hajin Aloch Azov. That's the end of Azov, and now we have the schus to begin one of the hardest prakim in Shas. Ezeu Neshech, the fifth chapter of Bava Metzia. No one should get scared. I happened to have, whatever, I didn't have the right Gemara on me, so I was running out this morning. So don't get nervous. Okay, just a brief introduction to the laws of Ribbis. It's just some terms, right? Ribbis Katsutsa means set Ribbis that you set from the beginning. I say I'm lending you 100, you got to pay me back 120. That's Ribbis Katsutsa. Right? Avak Ribbis means like a Ribbis to Rabbanon. And we're going to learn that whenever it's talking about dealing with food, like not just money, money for money, but it's food, it's usually, almost always, Ribbis to Rabbanon. Okay, let's begin. Says the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah begins by talking about two terms, Neshech and Tarbis. The Mishnah is going to end up saying that Neshech and Tarbis really mean Doraisa boiled down to the same thing. But Neshech means interest that takes a bite out of you. Neshech means a bite, which means that we made a deal in the beginning that I'm taking more money from you. Tarbis is where I get more money out of the deal. Now the point is, it's possible for me to get more money out of the deal even without Neshech. Let's say in a situation where the price goes up by itself, I didn't arrange to take money out of you. So when the price goes up by itself, that would be Tarbis without Neshech. But generally speaking, the words in the Mishnah are going to be interchangeable. The Gemara is going to have a little discussion about this. Ezu Neshech v'ezeu Tarbis. What's an example of Neshech? And what's an example of Tarbis? Ezu Neshech. Amalva sela behei dinar. So a sela is a silver coin that's worth 4 dinars. So I lend you a sela, and I say, pay me back 5 dinars. So I'm lending you 4 dinars, and you're paying me back 5 dinars. So far, it seems easy, right? Very easy. Okay. Ezu neshech amalva sela behei dinar. Or neshech is also sasayim chitim b'shalosh. I lend you 2 saw of wheat, and you have to pay me back 3 saw. This is also a doraisa, right? So sayim chitim b'shalosh. I lend you 2 saw of wheat on the condition you're going to pay me back 3 saw of wheat, even though this is with food. But this is also an issa doraisa. Aser mipnei shehu no sheikh, right? This is neshech. Like the Torah says, neshech kesef, neshech ochel. Right? The Torah says, Neshech kesef, neshech ochel. In both cases, it's an issur d'oraisa. And by the way, what about if I say I'm lending you 3 basketballs and I want you to give me back 4 basketballs? That's also an issur d'oraisa, not just by money and food, because the end of the pasuk says, neshech kesef, neshech ochel. Neshech kol davar asher yishach. Right? Anything is included in that. Now, Ezeu Tarbis, what's an example of Tarbis? Now again, the 2 examples that we just gave is also Tarbis. But, and that's why the Gemara is going to explain that the Mishnah is looking for a case of Tarbis which is not Neshech. So Ezeu Tarbis, what's an example of Tarbis that's not Neshech? And the only case that the Mishnah can find of Tarbis that's not Neshech is an Issur D'Rabbanan of Ribbis. There is no Doraisa case of Tarbis that's not also Neshech. So when the Mishnah is looking for a case of Tarbis that's not Nesech, it's going to have to tell you a case where there's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Ezeu Tarbis, it's this case. Hamar Beperos. You increase your assets through trading food. Ketzad. What's the case? Lachach, and here's where we begin to get into some kind of, and again, this case is still going to be explainable, but this is where things start to get a little bit confusing. Ketzad. A buyer buys wheat from a seller at a price of 1 gold dinar, which is 25 silver dinars. 1 gold dinar is the same as 25 silver dinars. So he's buying it for 25 silver dinars per kor. Kor is a measurement of wheat, 30 saw. 30 saw of wheat. V'chein hashar. And that was the price. That was the prevailing price at the time. And the buyer paid the 25 silver dinars. But the guy didn't pay him the wheat yet. He didn't give him the wheat. The price was 25 silver dinars, one gold dinar, for a core of wheat, and he paid, and they set the price, but he didn't give him the wheat yet. Amduchitin belama dinar. And then, lo and behold, the price of wheat went up to 30 silver dinars for a core. It went up by 5 silver dinars, a fifth of a gold dinar. The price went up. Amalo, tein lichiti, said, hey, you owe me the wheat. Shani rotza lemochan v'likach ben yain. Now I'd like to sell the wheat and buy wine. Amalo, so the seller said to him, listen, harechite chasuyos alai b'shloshim. Listen, right now the price of wheat went up to 30. So, I know that I owe you wheat worth 30 because the same wheat that he agreed to pay 25 for, now the same exact wheat that he owed him already, went up to 30. So I know that I owe you 30 dinar, silver dinars worth of wheat. I owe that to you. So instead, I know you want to buy wine with it. Let me transfer the wheat onto wine and I'll give you wine. I'll give you 30 silver dinars worth of wine. Still, this would be mutter if he would give him the wine on the spot. Not only that, if he would have wine and just not give it to him yet, that would also be totally mutter, 100% mutter. So far, there's no interest. But here's the catch. V'yayin ein lo. He currently does not own any wine. He has no wine, but he's going to give him wine at a later date. This is a problem because the price of wine might fluctuate. So that's tarbis. That's a case of where a guy, that's tarbis, it's a derabanan of tarbis without neshech. It's not neshech because nobody aimed to cheat anybody here. It's just that the price of wine might by itself go up. So that's a case of making money off the guy's stuff without neshech. That's a case of tarbis without neshech. Really,
this is bartering with fluctuating.
Yes, exactly.
Right, so
like the case before we had of saw basar, right?
Right.
Saw basar is I lend you wheat and you're going to give me back the same thing, but the price might go up.
But it's purely bartering. There's no
right. So this is forbidden because the price might go up. Says the Gemara, midashavak the ribis d'oraisa. Since the Mishnah, giving its example of tarbis, does not give you a case of ribis d'oraisa, the kamafaris d'rabanan, it illustrates the case of tarbis only with ribis d'rabanan, michlal d'oraisa. By the way, my brother pointed out that I got to just remember at the end of the shiur, don't leave before. I skipped one line in 2 days ago's shiur. I skipped one line of the Gemara in the shiur that we had 3 days ago. Only my brother listened to it and figured it out. So we're gonna repeat that line at the end of the shiur so that we didn't miss the line. I skipped a line. It happens like once every 6 months, I skip a line. Okay. It doesn't happen more than once every six months. Tzvika's not here. Yeah, Tzvika's not here. That's the problem. Tzvika's the guy who usually catches me on the missed line. Okay. Midashavik l'ribis, we'll get the one. We'll get the line back. Midashavik l'ribis d'oraisa v'kamafarish d'rabanan, from the fact that the Mishnah leaves the case of d'oraisa and only explains d'rabanan. Michlal d'oraisa, the neshek v'tarbis chadamilsi. Midoraisa, neshek and tarbis is the same thing. They're the same thing. There's no case of tarbis that's not also neshech, and in the case of neshech, that's not also tarbis. Ask the Gemara, but val kroik sivi, neshech kesef ribis ochel. But ribis is like tarbis. Doesn't it say neshech kesef ribis ochel? Sounds like there's two different things. It says Gemara, v'tizbro, dik neshech below tarbis. V'tarbis below neshech. Really, you think that midoraisa, there's neshech without tarbis, tarbis below neshech? Neshech below tarbis, hechi dami. How do you ever have a case of neshech without tarbis? If I lend you 100 prutos and you're supposed to pay me back 120 prutos, maybe at the time of the loan, the rate of exchange was 100 prutos to a ma'a, and in the end, when you paid back, it was 120 for a ma'a. So maybe you're going to suggest to me, Neshech ika, dekanachisle, dekashakumine, mi didelo yaiv. I'm giving back 120. V'tarbis leka, maybe you'll see there's no increase in your money, the less they rabka, because the price of the prutos went up. So, the danka owes me v'danka koshagamine. I lent him a ma, and he got back a ma. So maybe you could say this is a case of neshek without tarbis. That's not true. So, If you judge this repayment in the terms of the rate of exchange that was at the beginning, so then you have, if you look at the rate at the beginning, I lent you 100, got back 120. So there's both neshach and tarvis. And if you look at it at the end, when the price of a ma'ah of silver. You see, the silver currency is viewed to have not fluctuate. It's the copper of the prutos. So originally it was 100 prutos for one ma'ah, and now the price of a ma'ah went up to 120 prutos. So ibasar besofas, if you look at it at the end, lo neshach ikav lo tarvis ikav. There's no neshach and no tarvis. I lent you a ma'ah and I got back a ma'ah. So either way, there's neither. So therefore, there is no such case midoraisa. So what about tarbis? Visu, tarbis will neshach ekidami. How are you going to think there's ever a doraisa case of tarbis without neshach? Ido is femeya bemeya. If you lent a guy 100 prutos and he's supposed to pay you back 100 prutos, meikar kami ma'abadaki. Originally, at the time of the loan, it was 100 prutos for a ma'ah of silver. Ulubisof ma'ah b'chumsha. And in the end, it's 100 prutos for a fifth of a dinar, right? Usually a danka, a ma'ah, is a sixth of a dinar. And now the price went up to a fifth of a dinar. So 100 prutos now was worth, instead of being worth a sixth of a dinar, it was worth more money. A fifth of a dinar, if the price went up, so you're going to tell me that's tarbis without neshach? Says Gemara, no, same thing as before. Ibasame karzlos, if you judge this looking at the beginning of the loan, lo neshach ikav lo tarbis ikav. So there was no change if you look at the price in the beginning. I lent you 100 and paid me back 100, was all a sixth. Ibasame sofazlos, if you look at the end, where it went up to a fifth, hari neshach hari tarbis, it's both neshach and tarbis. I'm lending you 100 and paying you back 100, but if you look at the end, so it's a fifth. So it's neshach and tarbis. Because I lent you, if you look at the end, I lent you something that at that time was worth a sixth, and now I paid you back a fifth. So therefore Rava concludes, Ela Amar Rava, therefore Rava concludes, Iyat Tamotze lo neshach v'lo tarbis, lo tarbis lo neshach. Midor Raisa, there is no such thing as neshach without tarbis, tarbis lo neshach, v'lo chilgan ha-kazva lava lo b'shnei lavin. The only reason the Torah uses two forms is that every time you lend, you violate two lavin. You violate neshach and you violate tarbis. And we will stop here. Everyone, oh no, but we got to say the one line that I skipped. What daf was it? I believe it was daf nun zayin. I skipped one line. Go back to the original recording. Let's go back to nun zayin. We got to read one line. Let's read the one line. The Gemara was giving a whole bunch of different answers to what the machlokas is about whether Hekdesh has ona or doesn't have ona. So the first explanation is, what are they arguing about? The first explanation is, they're arguing about Shmuel. It's towards the bottom of the page, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara was talking about, what are Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish arguing about? One of them said, me doraisa, you have to pay the extra money, and one of them said, me drabani, you have to pay the extra money. So the Gemara says, so the first answer was epoch. I'm about 10 lines from the bottom on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. La'olam b'bidu mecha. The epoch Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Udu Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The Maika Mufagi. So what are they arguing? Whether or not if you redeem a cow of Hekdesh that has a mum on a cow that's worth less money. So one of them says you have to make up the difference midoraisa, and one of them says you have to make up the difference through Rabbanu. So what are they arguing? So the first suggestion is b'di Shmuel. And here's the line we skipped. The Ibayis Ema, because there's the same Ibayis Ema a few lines, one line later. That's why I skipped it. And also, Dr. Joe asked me a question and distracted me. And therefore, when I went back to my Ibayis Ema, I went back to the room Ibayis Ema. It's all Dr. Joe's fault. Okay. So, here's the first answer. Ibayis Ema. This is the answer with the Lama said. The Kuleyama is Lady Shmuel. Everyone agrees if you take Hekdesh worth $1,000 and redeem it on $1, it's good. This is what they're arguing. Mar Savar Shechilo in Lechatchilo. Shechilo in Lechatchilo. One opinion says only b'di'eved, if you did this, it works. But l'chadchila, it doesn't work, and therefore even midoraisa, you have to add the extra money. Umar savar afil l'chadchila. One of them says, no, even l'chadchila, you're allowed to redeem a lot of hektish on a little bit of hektish. But midrabbanan, the rabbi said, you have to be mashlim the amount that you redeemed it less. You have to be mashlim the amount to fill it up. Okay, that's the one line that we skipped. Okay, everyone should have a great day. Tuesday night, we're going to have 1 hour shiur. I'm sorry, Michael, it's going to be like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. But Tuesday, we'll have a 1 hour shiur to do both Monday's daf and Tuesday's daf.